Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT. Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 349 for July 5th, 2007, Xantrex's X-Power Power Source Mini. And now, get ready for Dick! It's time for the Daily GizWiz, everybody's favorite gadget guy, the man who just spent last night floating in his boat all alone on the Hudson River while all the party animals were on the other side of the island watching the fireworks. Mr. Dick DiBartolo, happy fifth.
Well, the same to you. I'm having a fifth as we speak.
We do. Petaluma is a, you know, it's a small town, so we don't have a parade, but we do have a little fireworks in the town, and everybody gets on their lawn chairs.
Oh, did you get another sparkler?
Yeah, we did. We got two now.
Oh,
it's
wow.
So exciting.
Yeah, I went out there last year for that.
Actually,
that
we're one of the last towns in California, maybe in America, where you can buy safe and sane fireworks. You know, they're outlawed everywhere else.
Right.
Because they're not.
And
so
what does safe and sane mean?
There means they're no fun. It means they,
right.
they go.
Right.
No, they're safer. They're not that safe, which is why and they're real fire hazards. That's why most municipalities ban them. For some reason, Petaluma, it's just been a tradition. All of our nonprofit groups have little booths and they raise money. And then July 5th, they're gone. They disappear.
Right. And then they use all the money that they raise to buy another fire engine.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's kind of fun because, you know, it's all the ones that you grew up with, the sparklers and the little snake you light. And it turns You know, and the things that go, and the Piccolo Pete's go, and, you know, it's kind of fun. I mean, they're not M80s. They're not big explosive fireworks, but they're fun.
You have the thing you stick in the ground and it spins like a spinning wheel.
Exactly. Yeah,
oh, yeah.
All of those.
Oh,
all
okay. So but nothing
fun.
That goes in the air?
No. Yeah, I think that the rockets, I think, are not safe or sane.
Right.
They're unsafe and insane.
Right. So then when the crowds gather, just the first 10 people see what's
right.
on.
Everybody in the back row just can see some colored smoke.
And hear it.
Hear the
oohs
and
ahs. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's good. Yeah.
We use a lot of Piccolo Pete's for the people in the back. That way they at least hear something going on.
Oh, okay.
So what is your 5th of July gadget, my friend?
A 5th of July is, you may remember, I don't know exactly when it was, but maybe 2 or 3 months ago, we had from Xantrex, this
sounds like a prescription medicine.
It does, doesn't it? I've been taking Xantrex now, and I've just been
little
sleeping
blue
like
pill.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. It was power to go, and this was a way to pound, and you charge this up, and then instead of like buying a laptop for a spare battery for your laptop, you would carry this device around with you, and it had an AC outlet in the front, and you could run a laptop for a couple of hours.
Oh, nice.
And okay, so now I just went to a press thing on Friday, and they introduced the Mobile Mini.
The Mobile Mini.
Mini. Mobile Mini.
The Mobile Mini.
And if you go to, for some reason, they took a website called PreparedWithPower.com. PreparedWithPower.com. It's so funny because the email just came 10 minutes ago and said, hey, you know that device you just saw? It's up on a website now.
Prepared with Power.
You see it there?
Portable power.
The Mini, the X-Power Power Source
Mini.
Mini.
Neat.
Okay. Now, Leo, this is, first of all, it's neat. It's about the size of a pack of cigarettes, maybe a touch smaller.
Okay.
And it's a little device that you charge and then throw in your camera bag or your phone bag. Now, you cannot charge a laptop with it, but it can charge cell phones. It can charge PDAs. It can charge iPods. And what it does, it has a USB jack on the front, but hidden in the side with a little pull-out jack is one of those mini USB ports. So, you know, a lot of the new phones now are using
very handy.
a little mini jack.
Yes,
to,
my Nokia uses those. Yeah,
to charge it. So you can charge the anything.
It's got USB connectors too, which is
USB
nice.
Connectors, mini USB. But Leo, I the power options are great. It comes with a cord that you can recharge the mobile mini from a USB port. You can charge it from an AC outlet. The AC outlet, the AC adapter, is designed in such a way that you can plug this in the wall and charge a device, a USB device, directly from this plug.
Cool.
It comes with a 12-volt charger for the car that lets you charge this device. And I'm trying to find where I just put that.
There seems to be a lot of products in this category. This is a very popular. But I like this because it's so small.
It's so small. And I love the fact that even, and I just took it out of the box here, even with the little USB, the 12-volt USB charger, it can either charge the power source mobile, or if you have your device in the car, it can charge the device directly via a USB port on the back of it.
Oh, neat.
And each one of them has a little LED light to tell you that the device is getting
so you
power.
Fill it up first, right? And then you can charge things with it.
And then you can charge things on the road. Or you can use the little charge devices to charge devices in your room or in your car, even without the mini. The mini is when you're totally away from power.
I see.
And these
See. So these also, then it becomes an adapter as well.
Exactly.
Got it.
Exactly. So, and it's $49.
It works with an iPod Nano, BlackBerry, Motorola Razr, Sliver, Nokia 6290. Game Boy Micro. And what's neat is it'll charge these things several times on a single charge.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
You don't even have to run back to the
hotel
to the AC or
to your car. So it's very clever.
So where does it put the DC? It must have a cable for the car connector.
Yeah, what it does is it has a little USB cable that comes out the back, and it has a little pin adapter that goes into the mini device itself.
So you could charge this up, put it in your briefcase, and you have extra power even on the road. I love this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And as you said, you can charge devices multiple times. And, I wish this cable were longer. If only there was a way to weigh this.
Wait a minute.
Perhaps the Gizwiz has a way to weigh this.
He has a way to weigh it.
Hello. My scale is saying hello.
It weighs.
And now
1 pound.
Weighs,
no, 10.9
no,
ounces.
4.7 ounces.
Oh, my goodness. It's light.
4.7 ounces.
Light.
Now, let me see if I want to ship this. No. Okay. So that's pretty nifty from Xandrex.
I like it.
Yeah, I like it too.
I like it a lot.
Next time I come to Vancouver, I will bring it with me.
Well, I'm thinking of buying one of these. I think this would be very, very useful.
Yeah,
frankly.
You see, you are. It's very funny. You do buy
at least half of the stuff that you talk about.
Yeah,
and
okay.
Most of it ends up in the closet.
Well,
it's like, more crap from Dick.
And I talked you out of that. Remember when we had that very
first
meeting?
You said, don't buy all this stuff.
No. You said, Dick, you're such a talented person. I want to do a daily podcast called More Crap with Dick.
That was the name.
And I said, Leah, I like the idea. Yeah. I'm not crazy about the title. And you said, well, I can't call it More Crap with John because it doesn't make any sense.
It's from Dick.
I said, Leo, it's not the dick I'm having trouble with. It's the crap part. And that's when we zeroed in that if we wanted crap, we'd just have it on Tuesday.
Yeah, yeah.
So
that's,
we worked.
Tuesday is what we do.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. I mean, that's why we work well together.
Oh, boy.
We bounce things off each other.
We do. And usually they bounce pretty well. Sometimes, though, they stick. It depends on.
Yeah, they do. And sometimes they break.
I'm going to bounce something off you in a minute. How about if I bounce the Daily Gizwiz letters jingle off of you.
You could do that.
I could just bounce that off of you.
I'm up for that.
See what happens.
Okay.
Bounced right off. Bounced right off him.
Right off
no
him.
Bruises.
This is from Laura Upper River in Rochester.
Her last name is Upper River?
Well, that's what she signed it. Laura up a river in Rochester.
Could be worse. Could be up a lazy river.
It should be.
Yes.
The item posted for June is what I now need because I got suckered into purchasing the Hookit that you pictured in May. Oh, okay, since it's July.
Well, now that's even worse. She's not just buying stuff from the gadget show. She's buying the what the heck is it thing.
Okay, right. You never guessed. What was your guess for the what the heck is it for June?
That it looked to me like a little spear that you would spear the olives in your martini with.
Okay. Now, I'm going to tell you, the man who invented this is very is a really nice guy, but I think he has a long road ahead of him.
You're being okay. Generous, I know, when you say something okay. Like that.
That device is the Patty Whacker.
The Patty Whacker. It's got a good name.
The Patty Whacker, and one Knick-knack person
patty
got
whacker?
It.
Yes.
The Patty Whacker is to separate frozen hamburgers.
It did have a little wedge-like shape to it.
It had a little wedge-like shape, and a lot of maybe more than 100 people said it was a log splitter, but you can't tell from the device that it's plastic, and you could really not split any logs. But some guy said, I don't know, is it a device like when hamburgers are frozen, you would use it to split them apart? So somebody actually got it. But I found that at the hardware show, and it's $20, and it's at pattywhacker.com.
Wow.
So that's what Patty Whacker was. So now to get back to the letter. The item posted in June is what I now need because I suckered into purchasing the Hookit that you pictured in May.
What was the Hookit again?
The Hookit was, and I like it and I use it, but this lady didn't. You take out the bottom screw in a light switch.
Oh, yeah, you put it on a light switch. We wanted to get some of those. Yeah.
Yeah, I bought 100 of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want to,
like
I can weigh them. If anybody wants, wants to buy a Hookit kit,
no more weighing.
Email me because I can mail them. And on the next podcast, I'll tell you what a Hookit kit weighs. She said, okay, she bought the Hookit, and she's hoping – she bought the Hookit from May, and she's hoping that the June device is called the Hookit Reamer because I need something now to extract the plastic threads left in place after my light key switch knob broke off.
Oh, dear.
I also think I'm going to have to order the GizWiz Biz LED hat.
Because it sees in the dark.
So I can see the threads
before
removing
that
cheap piece of plastic that broke off.
Oh, dear.
And darn it, I can't even locate a toothpick for removing the last remaining shreds of plastic. I wish I could order a toothpick bird. What is this all going to end up costing me? I should have purchased a lock locator, which was featured on Valentine's Day. Anyway, that was the key locator that we talked about. And Hookit was, as you come in the door, you click on the lights and put your keys right there on the Hookit. I love
it. The Hookit.
Yeah, so anyway, Laura Upper River in Rochester obviously did not have good luck with her Hookit, but
did
I love
did she get
Mark.
A Mad Magazine at least?
She will. She will.
I don't mean to put you on the spot for that.
No. Only because, you know, we're right at the cusp of when we're taping this. So
she'll get a Mad Magazine.
She'll get a Mad Magazine.
Yeah, because that's
absolutely.
That's just
it's inspired. Absolutely, that's
yes.
Right. We give 24 for funny, up to 24 for honest, and one pity.
It's like Queen and, for a day.
Yes, yeah, one
oh,
pity.
My God,
right,
that
right,
poor
right.
Woman. Oh my God, she should get a free Mad Magazine.
Right, Queen for a day. I was a kid that was on, and I always thought,
sad.
So you're 80 people in one room, and you haven't eaten in 4 months. What are we giving them? A retriever, a giant retriever, and 8 puppies.
It's really, that was the show where the person with the saddest story.
Oh, that was so
sad.
Also, to reject the people who didn't get picked.
Right.
That was, what a terrible premise that
Bad
was.
Idea for, they didn't really think it through.
No, they didn't. No, you only have 7 starving children, so you get nothing.
Sorry.
This lady has 9.
Yeah, didn't think that through.
They did not think it through.
But anyway. We still do the same kind of thing. I mean, that's what when they build the house for the people and stuff. But what we don't show is all the people who didn't get the house.
We've
learned at least that much.
That's true. And I don't think we should send in any more tapes. I don't think they believe us.
I want a house.
I want a warehouse. That's what I.
We don't have a warehouse.
I said my warehouse is too small. They said this doesn't sound needy to us.
Yeah, I've got too much stuff.
That's right.
That's my need. I need somewhere to put all my extra stuff. Speaking of warehouses,
sir.
Tomorrow we are going to visit Dick's Gadget Warehouse and a classic gadget from days gone by. We'll see you then, Dick.
I'll be here.
D-A-I-L. Why? It's the Daily Gizwiz. It's the Daily Gizwiz. It's the Daily Gizwiz.
It makes its own gravy.
Yeah.